Chapter 34.
Sun flashed, the mace was down. Vermin crowded to jump and stamp on the sand-heaped canvas bundle. Screaming and yelling with triumph, Swart stood imposingly on top of the rock groin, hero of the hour. Up at the chamber window, Colonel Sandgall leaned far out over the sill, anxiously watching the threshold of the main mountain entrance. And you stood alongside the colonel, beating the rock sill with a pause. The young hare was trembling and sobbing.
Help him! Where are they?
Sandgall replied without looking at her.
Steady, Moyne,
hero of...
Stop up a lip! Don't let the side downward! By thunder, here they come! Listen!
A band of hares came bursting through the main entrance, sabre-tash at the head, swinging his long sabre like a drum major's baton. Two stout captains, Fleetrun and Rockleg, flanked him, and behind them bounded 50 hares of the famous regiments, all armed with lances and slingshots, loaded with iron lumps from the forge.
Long patrol! Give 'em blood and vinegar! Eulalia!
Soaring through the air like hungry eagles, they cleared the horde-filled trench in a mighty leap and went crashing into the midst of the startled vermin who were surrounding Sunflash. Swart vanished down the far side of the rocks and ran toward the sea as if pursued by demons. Horde beasts fell like leaves before a winter gale. The veteran warriors of Salamandastron took no prisoners. Javelins flashed in the sunlight, and metal-filled slings thudded savagely into their targets. Sabretash took a tattooed rat through his midriff with the sabre, yelling as he did,
"Cut through the canvas! Free Lord Sunflash!"
Swiftly the vermin who were left alive fled, and a tight circle of hares, javelins pointing outwards, surrounded the big canvas bundle. The keen-edged hare blades sliced the canvas to shreds. Sabretash and his captains pulled Sunflash from his stifling prison. The badger was limp and unconscious. Fleetrun was at his side, unhinging the helmet roughly. Supporting the badger lord's head, she called to Blogwood.
Bring water! Hurry!
Swart had regained his courage. Gathering a crowd of horde beasts, he led them up the back of the rock groin and around to the front of the mountain. They massed across the big rough timber gate at the main entrance, blocking the way back into the fortress. Swart issued orders to his archers in the trench further down the sands.
Don't let them pass! Drive them down to the sea with your arrows!
He turned his attention to his own group.
About face and give those in the mountain plenty of rocks and shafts. That'll keep their heads down.